And our main speaker tonight is Vincent.
My name is Vincent, and I'm an alcoholic. It's great to be here. In fact, it's great to be anywhere. People say, when it's good to see you, Vincent, I say it's good to be seen. Most of my friends are being viewed. I turned 87 last birthday. And it's still alive and kicking. I want to thank Peggy for starting this group. I remember going to the Our Savior's school, 91st and 5th Avenue, one of the earliest meetings, and Jimmy, and all of the people who worked so hard to keep this program going. The prior sponsors, and John, and Keith, and thank you all for being here. I started out heading towards the priesthood. Wow. I spent 5.5 years in the seminary in New York's Cathedral College on West End Avenue in 87th. It's now a girls' school. They moved the seminary up to Dunwoody, Yonkers, New York, because there were a few applicants, and it's gotten fewer and fewer and fewer. And I was one who left the seminary. They said at the end of the third year of theology that I would have to become a subdeacon, which involves reading the breviary, a Latin book, every day for the rest of my life, and taking a vow of celibacy. And being a total celibate at the time, I said, "What's that all about?" "Oh, you don't get married, you don't have sex." "Oh, why would I want to do that?" So I said, "Let me think it over in the summer." And I did and left. And I met a woman who, after 5.5 months dating, and I dated her because a prior girlfriend of mine, who I married off to somebody else because I wasn't ready to get married, she introduced me to her. And Betty Sullivan introduced me to Jane Carroll. And Jane, after 5.5 months, said, "Are you going to marry me or not?" Now, she didn't say, "I love you to death. I think you're wonderful. I think you're incredible. Are you going to marry me or not?" And I was a yes man, and I said yes to most things. I said, "Yes. Sounds like a good idea to me then." And it was. It was. She didn't want children, and we had 3 in 2.5 years. So whatever I was doing was working, that was sure. I am as close to those 3 incredible kids and to her than I was ever. And we talk almost daily. I have a daughter in Baltimore, works for the Annie Casey Foundation, not-for-profit, gives away millions of dollars to startup organizations. A son who's a cardiologist in San Diego. And he also was just hired by Google. I said, "What's a cardiologist doing for Google?" He said, "They have 3 docs already." And my final daughter, who lives in Colorado Springs, is a world-class athlete. She was number 1 in the world in a sport called squash. When we moved to Brooklyn Heights and we joined a club called the Heights Casino. I didn't know what squash was until we learned that she took me to win a tournament, the only one I've ever won in my life. And I loved them to death. And Patrice comes up to New York. Alicia flies in when she has a chance. And Mike, who's busy with Google and Stanford Medical School, comes when he can. And a wife who never stopped loving me, although she left me. And what I said when she told me one day, I took her to this beautiful lunch at a place called the Excelsior Club. Excelsior is a Latin word meaning higher. It's the motto of New York, Excelsior. We seek higher things. And I took her to this beautiful lunch. I didn't check the date. I should have checked the date. It was December 7th, 1983. December 7th, in case you don't know, was a sneak attack, Pearl Harbor. And after we had this lovely lunch, and she asked if she could speak to the maitre d' and ask about having her office party. And I said, sure, call him over. We did. She booked the office party, to which I was never invited. And at the end of all that, she said to me, I have something I want to tell you. I said, what's that? She said, I'm leaving the marriage. Oh, what's that all about? She said, I have to go to law school. I don't have time for the marriage and law school, and I need your help. I was a sitting judge in New York City at the time, and I spoke to some people and got her an interview with the dean of a certain law school. And but on her own behalf, not my help, she got into that law school, graduated, became a lawyer, and worked in the field for another 40 years. And God bless her. So this is a brief list of who I am, what I've done. But what I really have done was to get sober, to live a life of love and others. This is a life, Dr. Bob once said, this is all about. Don't make it complicated. It's about love and service. I went out, there was mention of the Founders Day. I made that trip with Peggy, and she was given, of course, first-class treatment at the Founders Day, and we went to the house, and it was a wonderful time, so I urge you to all to make that trip. So I came into this program because I was killing myself. I was living a life that would lead to death. There's a program called Dead Man Walking. I was a dead man walking, except sometimes I wasn't even walking. I literally walked off a subway platform into the tracks. My leg came out of the socket, was lying on the tracks. I woke up and said, what the hell am I doing here? Put the leg between the tracks in case a train would come, yelled out, was pulled up on the platform, and brought to the hospital. And I had an MO, a modus operandi. I said, bring me to the nearest phone. The doctor said, you're about to lose your leg. You still want to go to that phone? I said, yes, take me to the nearest phone. And I would call my house. If it was during the day, I would call my office. And I got my ex on the phone and said, had a little problem on the subway this morning. And I said, I'm just stopping by the hospital. They're checking me out. I'm fine. Don't come out. I was in the Southampton hospital. And she, of course, knew what that really meant, that the shit had hit the fan. And she better find out whether I was going to stay alive. I drove out to Montauk Air Force Station to do tax advice. I was in the military for 25 years. Rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel, which entitles me to, if I have a token or a subway pass, to get on the subway. But I was coming back on Montauk Highway, I'll never forget it, and passing St. Rosalie's Church. If anyone knows the village of Hampton Bays, there's a church on the north side. And across from this church was a garage with two bays, places where cars would. And at that point, having been up all night, driving out from 3 in the morning to West Hampton Beach, and then on to Montauk to give tax advice, I pass out at the wheel. and the car made a direct beeline to the garage. The only problem was that I didn't have an appointment there. Both bays were filled with other cars. And fortunately, there was a brick wall right in the middle. And I steered very unconsciously past the two cars that were and hit the brick wall. Damaged, to say the least. I broke six ribs and demolished the car. They took the car and me away. And of course, I made a mandatory call to my ex and said, a little problem with the car this morning. And she knew, of course, what had happened. So why I'm alive, I don't know, but I am alive and well and sober. God meant for me to be sober, not a dead man walking, not a dead man falling off the car tracks. And I am sober today and living a life beyond my wildest dreams. I have hundreds of friends in this wonderful program. I love you all. I love the fact that you are sober and alive today, as I hope to be for the rest of my life. As I say, I have three extraordinary kids. I now have five grandchildren. Life could not be better. Life could not be better for me. I believe in my God. And this program has brought me back to the God of my understanding. I had left the seminary, as I told you, and wandered off. I became a rebel without a cause, literally. I would rebel against almost anything, and just for the sake of doing it. I don't know what that's all about, but I did, and found out that I don't have to do that. I don't have to assert myself that way. I can assert myself by loving the God of my understanding and spending my days in love and service, as Dr. Bob said. My service includes going to this meeting every Tuesday, as I said, way back to the early days at Our Savior Church and School on Fifth Avenue and 91st Street, and following the wonderful people who have come before me and been running this group. I don't want to single out name, but there are wonderful people here. Sitting next to Colum, an Irishman. Margaret says she's not sure if she's Irish. I'm sure she is. And I'm Irish McConnell. I mean, what else could that be? So this is sort of an Irish gang tonight. There's a commercial on that person thinks he's German and should be yodeling. And he looked up Ancestry.com. He found out he was Gaelic. So, Margaret, look up and see if you're Gaelic or what. Anyway, it is great to be here. I love you all, and thank you very much for my sobriety.